Southside Boulevard is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
Nephesis brings you this half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nephesis online at nephesiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9-to-5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation to Christ followers working in cities all over the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him as we broadcast you on location, not in Tampa Bay today, but in Jacksonville. But we're going out all over Tampa Bay, all over the First Coast, and all over the Hampton Roads area of Virginia on the airwaves, but also streaming across the globe on our website, iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. We want to thank you for tuning in. We've got a great show today. I can't wait to introduce you to our guest. But first, Martha, let's talk to people about what you've got your finger up at me about.
Yes, I just want to make sure that people know about our contest that's happening right now, Jim. So we yesterday highlighted the Pocket Testament League. And if you didn't get a chance to hear that, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it on our podcast. Go ahead and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and then listen to yesterday's show where we shared all about the Pocket Testament League. But this month, we are in a contest partnered with the Pocket Testament League to give away 250 customized Pocket Testaments at a value of over $400. And all that our listeners have to do, go subscribe to the podcast and then go to Facebook or Instagram and share that you became a subscriber, and then hashtag Pocket Testament League and hashtag I Work For Him subscriber. That will enter you into the contest, and you could possibly win 250 customizable testaments, Gospels of John.
And when we say that, customize.
Well, it just means that they can take the whatever is important to them, whatever message or ministry or focus that anyone might have, and be able to make a cover for the Gospel of John that really better communicates what they're trying to communicate, or the people that they're rubbing shoulders with. So I was just thinking about my dad. He turns wood. And so maybe for him, a cover would be, you know, something that has to do with... The cover would be, yeah, so, you know, something in there that he's giving it out to his friends that also turn wood. It might appeal to them, and it might get them to open and crack open the Gospel of John and read it for themselves.
So those hashtags again, after they subscribe to the podcast.
Pocket Testament League and hashtag I Work For Him subscriber.
You know, for decades, families have put their, really for a very long time, families have put their boys into a certain scouting organization in order for them to learn practical things and learn how to be a man. They learned about honor and integrity and citizenship. Many of our presidents were in scouting. However, things took a turn when some activists really struck at the heart of that boy organization, that scouting organization, and they started tearing it down and destroying it at its core, making it really not a safe place for young boys and young men to really raise up to be godly men and to be men that God intended them to be. In the midst of this battle, a voice came calling in the wilderness to answer the cry for an alternative to this scouting organization where Jesus would be centric and God would be honored. Trail Life USA was born. It is true that our boys and young men need other men in their lives to speak into them truth and honor. Trail Life USA is providing that platform and curriculum. Today we have Mark Hancock from Trail Life USA joining us to tell us a story of how they are preparing boys and young men to be able to say, I work for him when they start working. Mark Hancock, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you, Jim and Martha. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Mark, we always do this with every first-time guest. We want the show to always be focused on Jesus and who he is and who he's been and how he got involved in your life, because all of us have different stories of how Christ impacted us when he was chasing us down on the roads of life. How did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
Well, chasing us down is a good description of how I ended up serving him. You know, I started, I was actually raised in the church, but I got away from that when I was in college, as so many young men do. And but after college, I was dealing with some situations in my life, and those questions and those came up, and some of those memories of what I had dealt with as a young boy began to come up. And I really, truly, for the first time, committed my life to him. And it was one of those drastic type of revivals in a person's life. I was running an advertising agency. I had offices in Florida and in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was traveling a lot and living the fast life as a young man who found success very quickly. And but very quickly, I knew I needed to get my life on track and serve the Lord. And so I moved into ministry and eventually ran a homeless ministry and went back to school and got a couple degrees in mental health counseling and marriage and family therapy, served in churches and youth pastor and college pastor. And just since then, you know, his power has really enlightened and livened my life and given it purpose. So I'm thankful that I found him and that he first found me.
You know, so then, Mark, you know, a lot of you mentioned a lot of things. Okay, you got involved in ministry, yet what you probably have realized since then is that ministry can happen in so many different places, so many different workplaces. I mean, really, no matter what the workplace is, ministry is happening there. Isn't that true?
It really is. And for the longest time, like I said, when I was running the advertising agency, that became a ministry once I met Christ. And no matter what it is that we're doing, I mean, it's our calling. He puts us in these places where we can represent him as an ambassador. You know, he fully indwells and satisfies us, and he sends us to places, all sorts of places that don't need to be called a church or a ministry or even a nonprofit. He sends us into all the world, whatever that looks like, to preach the gospel.
And most recently, Mark, God has led you to this organization called Trail Life. Tell us about that.
Well, Trail Life USA is a Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership and adventure organization for boys. We have about 800 troops. We have about 28,000 members in all 50 states. And our troops are chartered through churches and that agree with our statement of faith and with our statement of values. And so we're about 5 years old, grown very rapidly. Our beginnings are in what you referred to earlier, Jim, is that the Boy Scouts seemed to choose a course that was kind of abandoning their traditional values. And about 300 volunteers across the country began talking about the idea of Trail Life USA. And 50 of us gathered in Louisville, Kentucky, in June of 2013 and kind of pounded out the founding tenets of what an alternative Christ-centered, Christ-focused organization would look like. And 68 days later, we launched with an inaugural convention in Nashville, Tennessee. We had 1,200 men come from 44 states to that event. And then 3 months later, we formally launched with 10,000 members on our first day. And it's just grown since then.
That's staggering. But Mark, how did you become the CEO? What was it about this organization? You said, I would like to lead that. You'd been involved in a lot of different things. How did the Lord say to you, Mark Hancock, I want you to be running this thing?
Oh, my gosh. Well, what a lesson and what a walk that has been. I mean, I would not have chosen me based on my resume to be doing what it is I'm doing. And it's just one of those things. Like, I got involved in the organization. I was invited to that meeting in Louisville, probably the least likely person to have been invited to that because I didn't have a scouting background. My sons were in Boy Scouts, and because I was a homeschooling dad, we don't drop our boys in anything, so I attended those.
Right.
But probably the beginning is when I said to a leader in one of those meetings back when we were in Boy Scouts, when they asked me to be in leadership, and I said one of those things that you shouldn't say. I said, no, I don't really want to be in leadership in a boys organization. So fast forward 5 years, I'm CEO. I was on the board that put together, or the steering committee that put together that convention, because I had experience literally all over the world putting together campaigns. I was a guy in the room who kind of knew how to do a convention, and that just led to me getting more and more involved in the logistics. And I began on day one as the COO, and the board was looking for a CEO. And then a few months later, the board said, "Mark, we really think that that you're supposed to be the CEO." And since then, it's been a walk with him, just hugging him tighter every day. Since I recognize that I'm probably, like I said, one of the least qualified people to do this in terms of my resume, but I think that he has honored that. And I think that because I hug him really tight, and I know that that he has certainly been able to use everything that he can squeeze out of me in order to help build this organization, along with the now 8,000 volunteers across the country.
Isn't that often the case, though, Mark, that, you know, God, you know, he often brings people in that aren't necessarily all equipped to do the job that he needs them to do, but he just wants willing people, and then he equips them. I mean, it's not, God doesn't usually always find the totally equipped person. He finds the person and totally equips them, like
well,
in your case.
Yeah, and that's a great teaching, and we lift that up and we talk about folks like David and Gideon and Moses and all these right. guys who are called to do these things that they really weren't prepared to do, and that's easy as a Bible study lesson, but then when it's you in the middle of it, it really does lead you to say, well, God, what were you thinking? But I got to tell you, I'm surrounded by the most prepared and qualified and excellent staff and volunteers, like I said, all over the country.
I'm sure you are. And when we come back, we're going to hear about them and more about the ministry of TrailLifeUSA.com. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
The Pocket Testament League provides people like us with pocket-sized Gospels of John. This month, I Work For Him will be selecting one of our new podcast subscribers to receive 250 custom Gospels, courtesy of the Pocket Testament League, providing you a great non-confrontational way to share the Gospel. To win, subscribe to the I Work For Him podcast and then post on Facebook or Twitter with hashtags I Work For Him Subscriber and Pocket Testament League. We'll select the winner on April 1st, so be sure to subscribe today at iworkforhim.com/podcast. That's iworkforhim.com/podcast.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
A study done in the 1970s by Darley and Batson recreated the Good Samaritan Bible story in a modern-day setting. These researchers tested two different groups' willingness to stop and help someone in need. One group had a very tight time schedule before their next class. The other group had no time constraints. In the results, Darley and Batson concluded that limited time has a dramatically negative impact on people's willingness to serve others. A profound quote came out of the study that says, "Ethics become a luxury as the speed of our daily lives increase." Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." In God's economy, love is not dependent upon the amount of time available.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit Think Utility Services.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I broadcasted to you out of Jacksonville, Florida, we're connecting with Mark Hancock with the Ministry of Trail Life USA. He's the CEO. He's telling us the story of, he's told us in the first segment, the story of where Trail Life came from. Now I want to talk about how is Trail Life preparing your sons and your young men in your family to really, so that they can eventually, when they get out there and get into a job one day, they can just say, I work for him and do it with boldness. Mark Hancock, talk about, you know, what does this compare Trail Life to these scouting programs of old? What are some of the similarities? What are some of the things that you are making sure that these boys and young men are walking away with?
Well, some of the similarities are obvious. We have troops. And we use the outdoors. So we're camping and whitewater rafting and rappelling and doing all those things that you do in outdoor adventure. So we use outdoor adventure a lot. We have advancements. We have a robust awards program, handbooks and uniforms. So from that standpoint, when you look at it, you take a shallow look, it looks kind of like Boy Scouts. But at our core, we are not an outdoor ministry that's having a Christian experience. At our core, we are a ministry that uses the outdoors to draw boys and men closer to God. And so we're first a ministry, and then secondary, the other stuff. And then the two things that separate us, which are huge from Boy Scouts, is one, we are Christ-centered. We're unapologetically Christian. We have a Christian statement of faith. All of our adults sign and agree to live by that Christian statement of faith and by the statement of values that talks about things like what the definition of marriage is and talks about purity and integrity and stewardship and those things that as Christians we hold dear and they're biblically sound. And then the second thing is that we're boy focused. We think that boys need a program that is developed, that is directed, that is designed for boys. And as you know, recently Boy Scouts has opened up to girls, which is great for girls. We think girls are wonderful, but we think that boys and girls need a program that's designed specifically for them, because we hold to that kind of politically incorrect statement right now that says that boys and girls are different. We just think that they are. And we think that any engaged parent or good teachers recognize that boys and girls, they learn different, they're designed different. We just released a book called Let Boys Be Boys, and it talks about the psychological, the physical differences, the sociological differences, how boys and girls are just different. So in those two main ways, we're different. We are Christ-centered, and we are boy-focused. Otherwise, it sort of looks like Boy Scouts, and that's a really easy way to describe what it is that we do, except that we integrate Christ throughout the entire program. Every badge, every advancement, every activity is honoring God.
You know, and one of the things that is really neat about what you just said is that you truly know what it is that you guys are called to do. And for our listeners who say, okay, but what about the girls? You do know that there is an organization that is made just for the girls. Can you just tell our listeners about it so that they can be aware that there is also a girl-focused organization?
I would love to. There's an organization called American Heritage Girls that predates us by about 25 years. They've been around for 25 years doing what it is that we're doing for boys.
Excellent.
Sorry, I have a truck driving past you. American Heritage Girls, and I believe it's AmericanHeritageGirls.org, is an incredible organization, and they are designed for girls. And we recognize that they are going to do a better job of ministering girls than we are, and they recognize that we are going to do a better job of ministering boys. Now, a lot of churches will charter both organizations, and they'll make it a single-night event. So the American Heritage Girls and the Trail Life Boys will meet together at the beginning of the meeting. They'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, they'll do their oaths, they'll do their announcements, and then they'll separate because they are separate programs. But in that way, in fact, I just talked to a pastor from Georgia who said that he has replaced his Wednesday night midweek program with American Heritage Girls and Trail Life USA. So everybody comes.
Wow.
If you don't have kids in the program, you are there and you are supporting the kids in that program. You're working as a volunteer, as a leader in that organization. And so he has designed his whole midweek service around these two organizations. He's finding great success with it. Because kids that you invite to Sunday school, you can invite them every day. And they may or may not come. But if you invite them to go camping or hiking or rappelling or whitewater rafting or something like that, then you've got that boy's interest. And
sure.
So the unchurched boy joins the troop, and then the unchurched family joins the church. And that's just good news all around.
And we're talking today with Mark Hancock from TrailLifeUSA.com. TrailLifeUSA.com. If you're looking for an alternative to scouting and you want one that is completely focused on Christ, yet will build into your young boy, into your young man, character qualities, as well as the ability to focus, function in the outdoors with some skills, you know, just as the scouting programs of past used to do, this is a program for you, the Jesus follower, who wants your young man, your young boy, to be discipled in a way that is structured and will build up character traits every week with intentionality. Check them out online, TrailLifeUSA.com, TrailLifeUSA.com. And as Mark just said, if you're looking for something for your young ladies, for your young girls, you can also look up American Heritage Girls online. That's an alternative. And one day we'll highlight them as well. Mark, I want to bring to have this question asked right away, even though I told you a little bit later in the show. This show is I Work For Him. It's all about the connection of our faith and our work. Why, you know, but I wanted people to know, number one, about the organization, but you guys are preparing young boys and young men for their work lives every day, aren't you, with what you guys teach?
Absolutely. We have to remember that boys are under a lot of pressure right now. They're falling behind in every academic category, every single category, every single measurement. Fewer of them are going to college. Fewer of them are graduating with a master's and doctorate degrees than girls. We think it's great that girls are excelling. But boys are not getting the attention that they need to develop as winning, focused men who are going to serve our society, who are going to hold down good jobs and serve their families. So we think that the principles that we have and the values that we uphold in Trail Out by recognizing that boys are different and boys need special attention, those sorts of values that are weaved throughout all of Trail Life are growing godly men. And we need that in our future. As a society, we need godly, responsible, respectful men, and that's what we're building in Trail Life.
And maybe you're training up right now as part of your 28,000 people involved in Trail Life. Maybe you're training up the next president of the United States. You just never know.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, these are boys who are focused, who understand the value of working together. We, as quickly as possible, we move into what we call a patrol method, so these boys have the opportunity to lead. And where else in society do you get a chance to lead a group of your peers, or to stand before a group of your peers and share a message, or even just share the announcements, or talk, or make plans? And Trail Life USA, we're developing boys who understand how to lead, and we're giving them a platform for them to try out that leadership and to grow that. That's going to serve them their whole lives.
So I'm just curious, what is the ages that Trail Life USA applies to and can work with?
We start at kindergarten, and from kindergarten to fifth grade is called the Woodlands Trail Program. Now, you don't leave at that point and move to another program. You just move into a different unit called the Navigators Program, and that's sixth through eighth grade. And then the high school age is the Adventurers, and that's ninth through 12th grade. And the developing program we have is for college kids, so that when trailmen graduate from high school and move on to the university, they can meet up with other trailmen on their campus, and that's called the Guide On Program. So our core program is kindergarten through 12th grade, and our developing program is Guide On, which continues on the college campuses.
That's cool. Now, that's something that hasn't been done before in scouting. I mean, you're talking about developing young men as they go off to college, which is one of the places that they're going to struggle the most in just developing their Christ-following character, where it first comes – I mean, that's the first place it really comes under fire on those college campuses.
Well, when we track young men, we know what happens when they hit college. All of a sudden, they're out of their community. They've lost their community. They've lost their connection to the church, and they're away from their family. And if they don't, within that first 72 hours, make the correct connections on who their friends are going to be, then it's going to radically affect their lives. So we have a vision for that young man showing up on campus and saying, okay, where's my tribe? Where are my people? Where are the Trail Life trailmen who live the way I do, have the same experiences that I do, believe the way that I do? I want to connect with them because I've been with those guys all my life, and I know that they're a good group of guys.
I love that you're doing that. Hey, we're talking today with Mark Hancock from TrailLifeUSA.com, TrailLifeUSA.com. He's the CEO. He's a guy in charge. But how many volunteers do you have working underneath you across the country?
We have 8,000 volunteers across the country.
Wow.
Those are folks who are either working on a regional level. We have the country's broken up into eight regions, or they're working on an area level, which is there's hundreds of areas. Or they're working on a troop level, serving as a troop master or treasurer or a leader in that troop.
8,000 volunteers. And how many paid staff do you have?
We have 20 on staff right now. And our home office is in Greenville, South Carolina. We're volunteer driven. So our intention and our growth plan is to stay small. And we have the benefit of looking at Boy Scouts and saying, where did they go wrong? And we don't think that they believe
right.
enough in their volunteers. So we believe in our volunteers, and so they carry a lot of the program and the staff of their system.
When we come back, lots more with Mark Hancock as we try to get all of us up to speed on TrailLifeUSA.com. Mm-hmm. TrailLifeUSA.com. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
The Pocket Testament League provides people like us with pocket-sized Gospels of John. This month, I Work For Him will be selecting one of our new podcast subscribers to receive 250 custom Gospels courtesy of the Pocket Testament League, providing you a great non-confrontational way to share the Gospel. To win, subscribe to the I Work For Him podcast and then post to Facebook or Twitter with hashtags I Work For Him subscriber and Pocket Testament League. We'll select the winner on April 1st, so be sure to subscribe today at iworkforhim.com/podcast.
Would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God with that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services, an award-winning, faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 26 years and is now offering franchise opportunities. If you'd like information on how you can be a part of a faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing business, visit OfficePrideFranchise.com or you can call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business in this profitable industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Condo fees always increasing? Think Utility Services can help your community stabilize the annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual unit water meters and only charging residents for the water they consume, your community can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save on utility costs for over 20 years. Call 888-MY-METER today. Learn more at thinkutility.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The European Union says the British Parliament's rejection of a revised divorce deal has significantly increased the likelihood of a no-deal Brexit. The EU and 27 other member countries said in a statement Tuesday night after the House of Commons voted 391 to 242 against the latest withdrawal deal that they have done all that is possible to reach an agreement. Hollywood actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin have been charged along with nearly 50 other people in what prosecutors say was a scheme in which wealthy parents paid bribes to get their children into some of the nation's most elite colleges. Federal prosecutors are calling it the biggest college admissions scam ever prosecuted by the Justice Department. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 96 points. The Nasdaq rose 33. The S&P advanced 8. Crude oil up to $56.87 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
I'm always struck at the time when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. His ministry and his life were about to end. The armies of hell were quickly gathering in order to what they thought was to defeat him. If there was ever a time when he needed his friends to lift him up in prayer, it was at that point. Jesus was stressed, to say the least. His disciples had to have heard the agony in his voice. He later found them asleep. Listen, if there was ever a time in the world that needed Christ, it's now. I pray that we are not asleep with our prayers and our finances.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we talk today with Mark Hancock. He's the CEO of TrailLifeUSA.com. TrailLifeUSA.com is where you can find him. This is a scouting alternative that's got Christ at the center. It is a phenomenal opportunity for your young boys and young men to get involved and learn integrity, learn honor, learn to live their faith out in all that they do, and to see God in all things, especially outdoors. Mark Hancock, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, so as Martha and I really want to know, you know, one of the things we're driving people and trying to drive the conversation to helping people understand why Trail Life USA was necessary. And as you mentioned, American Heritage Girls for the young ladies in our lives. Talk to us about what is it that you're offering? What is Trail Life USA all about?
Well, there's a number of things that made it necessary. One is when the Boy Scouts started to kind of take a different direction, we recognized that churches that chartered Boy Scout troops we're going to be challenged, because when you're charging a Boy Scout troop, you're actually in you have a contract with them, and because of the direction that they were taking, it actually brings a challenge to a 501c3 standing of a church, because Boy Scouts may hold different principles in the definition of marriage or sexuality, human sexuality, and those kinds of things may hold different definitions than you do as a church. And it's dangerous for churches today to align with organizations that don't share their values, because it kind of creates a chink in their armor for somebody who wants to challenge their stand. So we knew that churches were going to need someone who stood with them, somebody that wanted to be a partner of theirs and build that church. And we consider ourselves an outreach of that local church. We're just not a place where the troop meets. We are an outreach of the local church. We have a chartered organizational rep who represents the troop to the church and the church to the troop. The institutional head of that church, typically a senior pastor, has signed off on it, knows what it is that we're doing there, understands our vision. We have a one-on-one conversation with him to make sure he understands, you know, what it is that we're after, and that's really to build that local church. So we thought it was necessary for the church to have a very much aligned and willing partner in ministry to young people. So that was one of the reasons that we formed. But we found that, you know, really since then, that God was really after this thing. This was in his heart for a long time. And as much as Boy Scouts filled that position for 103 years, of, you know, giving us presidents and senators and leaders and generals and community leaders and organizers, they were really kind of abandoning that space. And then the latest decision to allow girls just felt to us like they were abandoning boys too. But we didn't know all that was coming. So we're thrilled that God has kind of put us in position to minister to those boys who no longer have an organization that's focused on specifically on their development. So that's kind of the why behind it. It's really bigger than we knew that it was in terms of the role we are gonna serve. And I think that's why we're seeing such dynamic growth.
So, Mark, let's talk about the organization, because you guys started off, as you said, with 10 on your first time. When you first launched, you had 10,000 people get involved when you first launched 6 years ago. You've now grown an organization with 28,000 boys and young men involved, and you got 8,000 volunteers, all being run by just 20 full-time paid or 20 paid staff. You didn't say they were all full-time, but 20 paid staff. How in the world do you get all that accomplished with 20 paid staff? And I mean, how does 20 people help influence 8,000 volunteers?
Well, that's another question that wakes me up every night. God, how in the world are you doing this? But he is. And another part of that story, on day one, when we launched with 10,000 members, the day before that, we only had two people on staff, and one of them wasn't me. We worked with volunteers across the country that developed that. And our first day on, we opened with staff, we had seven people in five states working from the dining room tables. And that's the way that we launched. And, of course, since then, we now have a 127-acre facility in Greenville, South Carolina, with our administrative complex and all kinds of buildings and opportunities there. But we just have an amazing staff. And our philosophy is that we are volunteer driven. We believe in people who are passionate about our cause, who understand that boys need attention, that boys are different than girls, that boys need a rough and tumble environment to be a boy. Also, best kept secret is we're also a men's ministry, because those men go camping with their sons.
Yeah.
And when the sons get in their tents at night, the men stay around the fire and they talk about things like, I saw the way that you talked to your son, or I saw the way that you disciplined him, or I saw the way that your son ran up and gave you a hug. How did you foster that relationship with your son to make that happen? So we're ministering to men, which is, you know, they end up coming in and saying, wait, this was about me, and I always thought it was about my son. But that's kind of one of the best kept secrets. So we have people who are passionate about our cause, who understand what it is that we're doing. So we just have the best people on staff. But we also really count on our volunteers. And in fact, this month, we're doing a vote of our 800 troops. They're voting on our membership standards. You know, that when we looked at Boy Scouts, one of the mistakes they made is they were so centralized that a few guys at the top were making these huge changes in the program, even though the troops were objecting to them. So a lot of that authority lives out in the troop. And so our 800 troops are voting this month on our membership standards, which is, I mean, who does that? Only people who trust in God, that the true wine is is in the bundle. That this that it isn't just a one man thing. It isn't just a one man vision. But the more you spread it out and count on people who are passionate about the cause, the more you're going to get the best thing. And that's what that's what we're witnessing is that,
that
the best ideas come from the field, and they're teaching us a lot.
So, Mark Hancock, you are the CEO of Trail Life USA, and we want our listeners to know that they can learn way more about this, if this intrigues them at all, to look on your website, traillifeusa.com, and there they can even, I'm assuming on your website, they can check if see if there is a group already located near them. Is that true?
Yeah, so they go to traillifeusa.com. It's two L's in the middle, traillifeusa.com. Sure. They'll see a tab. I think it says get connected, and you drop down from there. Then you can go to find a troop, and that'll give you interactive map of the United States. You can put in your zip code and the distance that you're willing to search, and it'll pop up where the troops are located. And then you can click on one of those tabs to connect with that troop to find out how you can be a part. And
excellent.
Also on that site, on that same place, is a tab to start a troop. So if there's not a tab in your area or a troop in your area, then you click on that tab and it tells you how to get a troop up and running at your church.
And you said that there's currently about 800 troops that are in existence. How in the world are you training and equipping all of the volunteers that are making all this happen?
Well, again, it's levels of troop support. So we have the country broken down into these eight regions. And so we work through those volunteer regional team leaders. There's eight of them, and they're volunteers. And through that, there's trainings going on all over the country. You know, we work together with them, with volunteer committees, in developing the training materials. And then we push them out to the field. And these folks in these regions and in these areas, they conduct the training. Now, once a year, we usually go to them, and we'll do a campaign. We'll maybe do seven or eight cities where we'll go out as a home office and meet people out in the field and do and run part of that training. But the training is pretty much done by the volunteers. We just show up to kind of shake hands and share the vision and to cast the vision and to represent the home office. But the volunteers are doing that training. And this summer we have a national event, which is rare. Every 5 years we'll do an event like this where the national office is running an event. We have a summer adventure and family convention in North Georgia. And we'll have Dennis Rainey from Family Talk will be there. Brad Stein, God's Comic, Todd Starnes from Fox News. Dennis Huerta from Focus on the Family. Caleb Lee, who was on The Voice last year. And we're gonna have a great time. We're gonna have families from all over the country coming to attend there. And we'll do training there. We'll have workshops all day.
Let's just say that there's some people listening today that want to volunteer to be a troop leader. I'm assuming that all of your troop leaders, all of your volunteers are men. Is that true?
No. Above a certain age, they are. We think that once boys enter that fifth grade, sixth grade, then we have all men as direct contact leaders. But women can serve in any level of organization, all the way up to the board of directors. But as far as the troop contact, because we are a male-focused organization, because boys need to be mentored by men, because they're around wonderful, wonderful women most of their lives, above a certain age level, the direct contact with that boy is required to be men, and that's right around the fifth, sixth grade level.
And how do you filter, how do you screen your leaders, your troop leaders? How do you screen this?
Well, that's a great question. We, of course, we do criminal background checks on everybody. They complete about an hour and a half of child safety youth protection training to understand how we want the boys to be treated and how to keep them safe. And they also receive a personal recommendation. That representative from that church is speaking up for every single man who's joining as a leader, and every single woman, they're speaking for their personal character. And that's something that Boy Scouts didn't have. You can't just join and wander in. You have to have a person, you have to have a connection with that church. You don't necessarily have to go there, but that charter organization representative is going to approve your application. And that's a huge part of us providing good qualified leadership.
You know, and one thing that comes to mind for me, when you are so heavily volunteer driven and you have volunteers even training at the regional level, they have to really believe in this program because they're putting so much time and effort into it. And I think that that speaks very loudly to how much they believe in it and want this to be in their area. And obviously that's why God's given it the ability to grow so quickly, because they've seen such a need for it.
These guys are amazing. They're working 40, 50 hours a week on a volunteer basis. to make sure that the boys are getting everything they need to grow into godly men.
That's fabulous.
Do you still need more volunteers, or you got all the ones you need?
Oh my gosh, we don't need more volunteers. Go to the website. Go to find a troop in your area, volunteer at that troop, or you can also volunteer as an area leader, which means that you would be working on an area team to organize events for multiple troops, or even on a regional level, where you would cover a number of states working together on a committee that oversees events and activities in a number of states.
You know, you bring up a good point, because I was thinking, like, this is all about, you know, our listeners are going to say, oh, my sons need to be in this. But really, we have a lot of listeners, Jim, that may be looking for an opportunity to volunteer in a position like this. So we're really speaking to all levels here. And if this is intriguing to you and you're saying, oh, this is what I've been looking for, I know that God can use me in this way. Go find out if there's a troop near you and get involved at whatever level God calls you to.
That's a really good point, Martha. Our area and our regional volunteers are generally men who don't have a boy in the program, but they're interested in mentoring men. Maybe they're older, maybe the boys have moved on, but they're interested in looking back and pouring into other men's and boys' lives. Mm.
We're talking today with Mark Hancock, CEO of TrailLifeUSA.com. If you've got a young boy, if you've got a boy, you got a teen boy, you got a young man that you'd like to have mentored and discipled, not only in all of the great outdoors skills, but life skills and honor and integrity and citizenship, as well as honoring God in all of those things and seeing Jesus's hand in all of those things, especially in the creation that we live in. Mm-hmm. TrailLifeUSA.com is the place you need to go plug in right now. TrailLifeUSA.com. We'll be right back with more with Mark Hancock right here on I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
As an apartment management company, are you charging market rent but seeing decreased profit? Turn the trend around by installing individual unit water meters and billing residents for what they consume. Lower property water consumption 20 to 40% and put utility costs back in the bank. Think Utility Services, in business since 1957, has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
More than 40 top cultural leaders will be convening in Washington for the 2019 Culture Shapers Summit, March 28 to 31, and will feature national leaders in business, government, arts and entertainment, education, media, the family, and the church. Some of these include actress Roma Downey, radio talk show host Hugh Hewitt, Family Research Council's Tony Perkins, Pastor A.R. Bernard, Lance Wallnau, Oz Hillman, and many more. The goal of the Culture Shaper Summit is to help you understand the signs of the times as it relates to where we are in the culture and what you can do to be a catalyst for influence for Christ. Join us March 28 to 31 right here in Washington to get equipped, engaged, and transformed. Are you concerned with the direction of our nation? If so, you need to be at the 2019 Culture Shaper Summit. Learn more at cultureshapersummit.com. That's cultureshapersummit.com.
The Pocket Testament League provides people like us with pocket-sized Gospels of John. This month, I Work For Him will be selecting one of our new podcast subscribers to receive 250 custom Gospels courtesy of the Pocket Testament League, providing you with a great, non-confrontational way to share the Gospel. To win, subscribe to the I Work For Him podcast and then post to Facebook or Twitter with hashtags I Work For Him subscriber and Pocket Testament League. So be sure to subscribe today at iworkforhim.com/podcast. That's iworkforhim.com/podcast.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. Today we head off to Orlando to an organization that's headquartered in South Carolina, Trail Life USA. Mark Hancock, CEO, is in Orlando on location today, but he's all over the country promoting an amazing organization called Trail Life USA. This is a scouting alternative for boys and young men that you guys need to check out, because it's not going to just teach them camping skills and life skills, but Christ-centered, all of that, as well as Mark, I'll let you tell people, what is Trail Life USA all about? What are their boys and young men going to learn?
Well, Trail Life USA is Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership and an adventure organization for boys. And as I said earlier, the best-kept secret is that men love it too, because they have an opportunity to fellowship and hang out with other men, to to rub up against them and develop really deep relationships.
You know, a lot of people listening here go, but my kids are already been in Cub Scouts. They were in Weeblos before Cub Scouts, and now they're going into Boy Scouts. Can they? How do they morph? How do they move over?
Well, that's a great question, and we actually account for that. We have in our program the opportunity for boys who were in Boy Scouts to transfer some of their awards over into Trail Up. Now, it's not a direct one-to-one match because when we developed our curriculum and our program, we started from scratch. But when you have an outdoor organization, there's some things that are going to line up. Camping is camping, whether you're in a Christian organization or a secular organization. So boys moving over from Boy Scouts get appropriate credit. They actually have a transfer form. They put in all the badges they earned in Boy Scouts. And it spits out a thing that says, well, this is what you get credit for in Trail Life USA. Now, there are some things that you can't duplicate, so we require the boys to go through those things like our family man badge. There's nothing like that in Boy Scouts that can teach them the biblical principles of what it is to lead a family. And so there's some specifics like that they're not going to find in Boy Scouts, they're going to find in Trail Life. And at any level, they can move over. We have a lot of Eagle Scouts who move into Trail Life USA, and it takes them about a year and a half, but they can convert that Eagle into a Freedom Award, which is the highest award in Trail Life USA. It's more difficult than an Eagle Award, and of course it has the faith element that the Eagle doesn't have. So it takes them about a year and a half to transfer, but it's a great award. If you ever run into a young man who says he's a Freedom Rangeman, and that's what we call them, everybody else in the organization are trailmen, but the boys who earn that award is a Freedom Rangeman. That's an exceptional young man.
So, the Eagle Scout Award has a level of notoriety. I mean, everybody knows that if somebody got their Eagle Scout, they have worked their butt off to get there. And you're saying the Freedom Award is even more difficult. Will it have the same kind of notoriety on somebody's resume when they're applying for scholarships and jobs in the future?
Well, it's certainly going to take some time to be recognized like that. I think the report I saw yesterday said that we've had about a little over 200 boys who have received their Freedom Award. So it certainly isn't as well known as the Eagle. That's been around 109 years. So it's going to take some time to recognize that. But we do have universities that are recognizing young men when they're meeting them on our campus. In fact, just last week, we had a university that was offering a $100,000 scholarship to Freedom Award recipients. The four-year scholarship, $100,000, and we have others that are going to be stepping up also. So we know that people are beginning to recognize the strength of the Freedom Rangeman, and we know that it's only a matter of time before more colleges and universities recognize that.
Right. Well, and I'm sure that if a student were to put that on their list of accomplishments, they could do the research. They could go backwards and then really see what was involved in becoming a Freedom Rangeman, as you called them. So what do you want our listeners to hear? If they're intrigued by this, they're hearing that Trail Life is a great opportunity for the boys and young men in their, and even the grown men in their life, because this is something that really is going to be framing America in a lot of ways. What do you want to say to our listeners?
Well, we're really making a difference. Just recently, I was speaking with a mother who had four sons, and she had a terrible situation happen in her family, and the father is now absent. And those boys had nowhere to go, but that local troop master reached out to them, made sure they became a part of Trail Life USA. And that 17-year-old boy went on his first long backpacking trip. I think it was 50 miles. And he said after the first day, he thought he was going to die. After the second day, he wished he hadn't gone. And the third day, he thought, you know, maybe I can do this. And the fourth day, he saw the peaks. On the fifth day, he reached the peak. And he got home and he told his mom, "Mom, that's the most difficult thing I've ever done. I didn't know that I could make it, but I did." Well, that's pure gold to a mom who's looking at a son. She's wondering how she's going to have a godly mentors in his life after the tragedy they had dealt with. And we see that repeated over and over again. I met a woman in Virginia standing by a fireside after one of our meetings, and she said, "I have to tell you that my husband died 10 years ago and left me with a 2-year-old son." She said, "I cried out to God for godly mentors because I knew that I was going to need someone to help me raise my son. And now he's 12 years old. He's a navigator in Trail Life USA, and he's surrounded by godly men who are answering my prayer." Isn't that just great stuff? And we hear that over and over again. We really are making a difference. Single moms are loving us because they have a safe environment to they recognize that their boys need a masculine influence. If you look at the statistics on that, when the father's absent in a home, it's horrible conditions These single moms do a great job. They do the best job they can. But the facts just speak loudly that when there was a man present in that boy's life, he just really does so much better. He has the opportunity to do so much better. So we love those kind of stories where those boys who didn't have fathers are able to enter the program and receive what it is that they need.
We're talking today with Mark Hancock, CEO of Trail Life USA. Check him out online, traillifeusa.com, traillifeusa.com. If you've got a young boy in your life, a young man in your life, and you want to see them mentored and discipled, not only in biblical principles, but how about in life skills? This is a place to plug your kid in, your boy in, traillifeusa.com. Now, again, just for those of you just turning in, there is an organization on the opposite side of the aisle for this, for our young ladies in our lives, American Heritage Girls. We're going to highlight that on a future show. American Heritage Girls is for the girls' side of this. All right. So, Mark, I noticed when I was just combing through your website looking for information that you're teaching boys and young men about purity, service, stewardship, and integrity, as well as outdoor skills. Where are you teaching them to be prepared for the coming assault on their faith when they get out in the real world? Do you teach that as well?
Oh, wow. I love that question. Those are what we call that's our statement of values. And we hold that almost as highly as we do our statement of faith, because those are critical values for boys to grasp, you know, especially when they're young, before they enter into this, what could be a contrary environment. And what we like to say, it's kind of like carrot cake. You know, if you ever had carrot cake, it's got carrot throughout the entire cake. You don't run into big hunks of carrot in there, but there's carrot in every bite. And in the same way, those values and those principles and the Christ-like, the Christ-honoring, the Christ-centered focus is in every bite of Trail Life USA. But it's not in an offensive way. It's in a way that the boys are going to understand that they're hearing something that's really important and really valuable and has some depth to it, but it's not in an offensive way. So it's in every bite, what it is that you're talking about, those values and the principles that we hold in our statement of faith.
Hey, Mark, I have been remiss in not asking this question. This is not a program just for the Jesus-following kids of Jesus-following parents. This is for pre-Christian kids as well, right? Pre-Christian boys.
Absolutely. And our distinguishing part is that the adults sign the statement of faith, and the adults sign the statement of values, and the adults agree to live according to that. But boys of any faith or of no faith at all are welcome to join, because we consider that those are the boys who really need that Christ-like influence. And it's hard for them to find it anywhere else. You try somewhere other than the church to find men who have the types of convictions that are going to make winning and focused honorable men. So Trail Life USA offers that to its leaders, but the boys don't have such a requirement. But many of them do come to Christ through the process.
Sure. And so, you know, kind of to follow up with that, what kind of impact have you guys have been around for 6 years now. Just tell us a little bit more about the impact that you are seeing in individual attendees and members.
Well, I love a story that I heard about a boy in South Carolina who showed up to the meeting. And he was a little bit disruptive, and the troop leaders had a difficult time with him, but they didn't understand what was going on at home. And within a week, they got a call from the mother who said, "Listen, I need to ask you something." And the troop master said, "Well, how can I help you?" And she said, "Well, Jimmy, I'll use that name, wants to pray." And he said, "Okay." And she said, "No, you don't understand. We don't pray in our house. But Jimmy came home, and now he wants to pray." And he started to say, "You know, I'm sorry," or to explain somehow something. And she said, "But we would like to. Is there a way my husband and I can start attending the troop and learn how to pray and learn how to do what it is that you're teaching Jimmy?" Well, of course, that family started attending the troop, and it was only a matter of time before the whole family was baptized at that church. So who knows how many times stories like that are repeated over again. Those kind of find their way to us. But over and over again, we're seeing individual boys and families being impacted by the vision and mission of Trail Life.
That's fantastic. Mark Hancock, CEO of Trail Life USA. Find him online, traillifeusa.com, traillifeusa.com. Thank you, Mark, for being on I Work For Him today. Really appreciate you sharing the story of Trail Life.
Thank you, Jim and Martha. It's been a great time.
So please check them out online for your young boy, the young man in your life, traillifeusa.com, traillifeusa.com. And as Mark mentioned, if you got a young lady in your life, look up. Just ask the Google to give you the information on American Heritage Girls. You've been listening to I Work for Him and the host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers, our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG, Jacksonville, WJBT HD3, Callahan, Talk 100.3 FM.
Hey, FSU fans, the ACC quarterfinals game is going to be right smack dab in the middle of I Work For Him radio broadcast on March the 14th. So for just that day, I Work For Him will be broadcasting in full at 6 p.m. We sure appreciate you dedicated and loyal Jacksonville I Work For Him listeners. Enjoy the game and don't forget to tune in at 6. Helping you to connect what you heard on Sunday with what you do every workday, tune into I Work For Him at a special time, 6 p.m. on Thursday, right here on Talk 100.3 or anytime access at iworkforhim.com.
We know you're busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out our new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The Original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week. Check us out on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
This is the best in talk radio. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.
In a legal filing submitted last week, the Education Department suggested that borrowers could not rely on the program's administrator to say accurately whether they qualify for debt forgiveness. So the administrator hired by the federal government says that you qualify, but the federal government comes back and goes, no, not so fast. Unbelievable.
Afternoon at 2 on 100.3, The Biz.